USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. The death toll is rising from Friday's strong tornadoes. At least five people have died in Arkansas from the powerful twisters.
Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders says her state is pulling together after tornadoes left a trail of death and destruction.
From a city, a county, a state, and a federal perspective, I would say that everyone is working in total lockstep.
Starting with the first responders, who were first on the scene.
I think the real story here isn't the damage that happened, but it's the heroes that were born out of the tragedy.
Sanders says she has been in contact with President Biden and Secretary of Homeland Security Mayorkas, who promised full federal support for impacted communities. I'm John Schaefer.
At least 18 people were killed from the tornado stretching from Illinois to Mississippi. Security is being ramped up in New York City ahead of former President Trump's expected indictment on Tuesday. After flying into LaGuardia Airport Monday night and spending the evening at Trump Tower, Trump will head to the courthouse in Lower Manhattan to turn himself in at 2:15 Eastern Time. Reports indicate that he will not be handcuffed, but will be taken to a 15th-floor courtroom for fingerprinting and processing. Trump lawyer Joe Tacopina says, planning aside, it's uncharted waters.
We don't really know what's going to happen Tuesday because logistically this has never happened before. We have the Secret Service involved in an arraignment. When have you seen that before?
All other Supreme Court cases in the courthouse will be adjourned that afternoon. The Justice Department is suing Norfolk Southern Railway over the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. The lawsuit alleges the railway company violated the Clean Water Act for pollutants that were allegedly discharged when a train carrying hazardous material derailed in a fiery crash near the Pennsylvania border last February. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With extra money, you'll save. You can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Stormy Daniels is reacting to the indictment of former President Trump, the adult film star calling it, quote, poetic and bittersweet. Speaking with the Times of London, Daniels also said that Trump is, quote, no longer untouchable. It was her hush money payment ahead of the 2016 presidential election that sparked an investigation by the Manhattan District Attorney. While the specific charges against Trump have not yet been revealed, they reportedly hinge on the possible use of campaign money. Trump is expected to surrender on Tuesday afternoon. Jetson Electric bikes are recalling a hoverboard that could cause fire.
The 42-volt Rogue self-balancing scooter hoverboard has been recalled due to fire hazard. The issue with the unit is the lithium-ion battery packs can overheat and catch fire. There have been two deaths reported because of the malfunctioning battery packs. There's about 53,000 that have been purchased. The manufacturer advises to stop using them immediately and return the scooters for a full refund at the point of purchase. I'm Dave Collins.
At the movies, Dungeons & Dragons Honor Among Thieves scored more than $15 million on its opening day and is expected to surpass John Wick Chapter 4 as the new box office champ for the weekend. The fourth installment of John Wick, starring Keanu Reeves, made $7.8 million on Friday, according to Variety, and is projected to pull in $28 million for second place. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.